Blog Talk Radio.
Life, growth, and wellness.
Show, and it is my honor and my privilege to serve as your host for this evening. You guys know I get so excited every Tuesday to present this show because I have the most outstanding guests that have agreed to be here with you on Tuesdays, and so I thank you for being here, and I thank my guests for being here, and we have some exceptional individuals tonight. So before we get to them, though, you know, there's a couple of things that we always do in preparation. So the first and foremost is that we give thanks to the ancestors. We thank our ancestors for being with us always, and especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss issues that are not ordinarily talked about in an open environment. You know, we may whisper about it in a corner somewhere or hide what we're saying, but on Tuesdays we stand up in the boldness of our ancestors, and we speak the truth to life in all of its totality, because we know that the ancestors got us with strength and faith and all of that, you know, courage, bravery, and so we know that they have us, and we're so thankful to our ancestors today and forever, ever, always. Thank you, ancestors. So I'm going to follow that up with a daily inspirational message, and it's actually today's. Now, you guys understand that I schedule these messages out in advance, not really knowing what day they're going to fall on, but I know it's the universe that's working this out, and you'll understand. So just remember what I'm getting ready to read as we go through tonight's show with the Hardimans. And so today's message is called How Many Ways? How many ways can I count today to be grateful for my life? How many expressions can I share that are testimonies to the acceptance and appreciation of others? How many ways can I say thanks, God, without saying the actual words? How many ways will I show my love? How many ways indeed? We can go forth today with a dedicated effort and goal of expressing gratitude. We can look and find ways to display our appreciation for this free gift of life. We can even be an example to those that are not exposed to this way of giving thanks continually. So how many ways will you count when this day is over? Our intention is complete concentration on the blessings all around us in every nook and cranny. Our focus is to be grateful the entire day, whether it be traffic on the roads or a cranky boss, a long line at the grocery store, or a delay in your scheduled flight. Be grateful and look for ways to make the best of everything. every situation. So I tell you, the Spirit is just in control of everything. And wow, it's just amazing to me. When I read it, I was like, oh my God, that's so perfect. So if you would like to receive a copy of those daily inspirational messages, you can do so at Rev Sandy, that's R-E-V-S-A-N-D-Y, revsandy.wordpress.com. And you would just sign up for them. They will come to your email every morning, and when you wake up, you can read them and get on with your day. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. So tonight's show is called Honoring Marriage Vows in Tough Times. And our spectacular guests tonight are Mr. Demetrius Hardiman and his wife, Mrs. Dolores Hardiman, who just recently had birthday. Happy birthday, Dolores. So I'm going to allow them to tell you their story. But let me just give a couple of more housekeeping things in line, and then we're going to get right in with the Hardimans. You'll be touched. You'll be blessed. Man, you'll be counting how many ways. All right, so audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion. We always open the lines up for everybody that would like to be a part. Our call-in number here is 516-531-9819. And if you would like to be live on air with us, press 1. You do not have to be live on air. You can just simply listen at that same number. And the only thing I ask of you is, once your line is open, if you would just mute your phone if you're not speaking, to make sure that we have the best playback quality. A lot of the listeners like to go back and listen to the shows over and over again. Some say 9 o'clock is a little bit too late for them to be up, and so they'll listen to it the next day. So that's the only thing. The mics are extremely sensitive. And you can always go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers, S-A-N-D-Y-R-O-D-G-E-R-S. So I've got some anxious people that's ready to come on and tell you about their story and talk to you. So we're going to play one quick song, and then I'm going to bring on the Hardimans and let them tell you about their life and their message that they have to deliver to you. So here we go. Thank you for listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We'll be right back.
All on my way.
Y'all know that was Gladys Knight and her boys, the Pips. Oh, my God. Ooh, welcome back. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. And I tell you, we're getting ready to get crunked up because that's why I played that. Wait until you meet this couple. So let me give you this number one more time, and hopefully I'll remember to say it a little bit later in the show. If you want to talk to us live, our number here is 516-531-9819. Just hit the number one on your dial. That'll let us know that you want to speak live on air with us. So look, this couple was referred to me by a very good friend of mine. And when I had the opportunity to speak with them, I spoke with Dolores, the wife, first. And then I spoke with her husband, Demetrius. Their story is, like, for them, it's so unassuming, right? They just like, well, that's just how it is. But when I posted the show on Facebook this morning, there were so many people. The positive post and the accolades and the compliments and what a guys came just flooding in talking about this incredible couple. So it is my honor, it is my pleasure, and I tell you, I am so thrilled that this couple have the time to come on and talk about real love, you know, some positive energy. We got enough other stuff going on, but look, we don't get to hear stories like this. So without further ado, I'm going to bring the Hardemans on, and I would actually like for Dolores, if you would just kind of come in and tell us a little bit about you, and then let us tell the audience the story, and then I'll have Demetrius to join us if that works with you guys.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Dolores Hardeman. Hi, how you doing?
Hey, thanks to God
that I am here, because I could not, if it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have been here. I was coming in from going out one night and went in my bath, with the bath, to take me a bath, just like a normal person would do. And I stepped to the bathroom. I didn't even make it in the bathroom. I stepped to the bathroom door and fell. I didn't hit the sink. I didn't hit nothing. I didn't have no bruises. I fell so hard, face first, until it popped my neck. And so I'm here by myself. There was nobody here but me. By myself, my husband had to go. He worked at third shift. Excuse me. So I had to try to get up after I fell. So I couldn't get up. So I said, Lord, what am I going to do? So I laid here, and I laid, and I didn't have no phone. I didn't have nothing. So I laid there, and I guess I went to sleep or whatever, but God was there with me. He stayed there. He kept me conscious enough to hear my husband knock on the door. And when he came in the door, I said, I call him Lee, his name Demetrius. I call him Lee. I said, Lee, come get me. He said, where you at? I said, I'm in the bathroom on the floor. So he came back there. He tried to move me. I said, no, 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 baby. No, call the ambulance. I had a stroke. So not knowing nothing. So I'm laying here on the floor, laying. And then so I just remember him calling the ambulance. All the thing I remember. Then I'm laying here. And then I say, that's all about time that I don't even remember the ambulance get here. God kept me alive long enough for my husband to let him know what was going on with me. After then, I didn't know nothing. Then I stayed on the floor from 11 o'clock that night till 7 o'clock that next morning. And it couldn't have been nobody but God to keep me conscious. You know, and my husband walked in there, and I don't remember. After he walked in, and I told him that, I don't remember nothing else. And that's when he came to tell his part.
Thank you, Dolores.
Yes. And it was unbelievable. And then my husband, after all that, and now, you know, I'm sitting here 54 years old. I'm wondering what am I gonna do? I got three kids. And you know, I knew that they would be here for me. But my husband, he came out, he stood up like he was saying he didn't need nobody. He got it, so I got her. You know, he said, yeah, you know, they're telling him, well, we'll see it. Well, we'll help you do this. She said, well, it's fine. I don't mind you helping me, but I'm going to do this. He came, he didn't miss a day coming to Augusta. I was in Augusta, Georgia first. He was down there every day. My mother and father were there, but my husband was the main one I was looking for to be there. That was my guide, my cover. And he came, stepped right on in. He was there. He got off of work, would sleep about 2 or 3 hours and come down to see about me, make sure I'm all right. He gave me learn how to do IVs, stuff he never learned before, stuff he thought he would never have to do. He came and he changed his life dramatically, I can tell. You know, I'm sitting here wondering, what am I going to do? Is this man going to leave me? Because he got a whole life in front of him. Ain't nothing. I'm just like a baby. I am quadriplegic. I can't do nothing.
Did you say quadriplegic?
Yes, ma'am. Quadriplegic. And I'm just like a baby all over again. But my husband, it ain't nothing. I asked him, he won't do. He go to every doctor's appointment that I have to go to. He takes all work. He makes sure he go. And we've been having a tough time and trying to, you know, stick together. And then my husband, I'm going to put it on to him now.
Well, thank you for that. Mr. Demetrius?
Yes.
You the quiet, strong type, huh?
Yeah, somewhat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. but, you know, it's been a struggle for us, you know. But, you know, through God's grace, we imagine to stay together and, you know, keep things together. But it's been a struggle for me. But, you know, I don't dwell on what the stuff that we haven't got or nothing like that. You know, I just know that this is my wife, and you know, I got to honor my marriage vows. You know, because I think that is a very good thing. You know, and that's what you're supposed to do. And it's like,
And then I have to call him all times of night to come and hear about me, to turn me. You have to turn me all times of night, but still go to work. You have to get up and give me water. Whatever I need, I have to call him to do it. You know, my family, you know, I got a great family. They there for me. But ain't nothing like having your husband there for you.
Right.
Every time you turn there, it's never enough for him. If whatever somebody gonna do, he still wanna do his part.
So Demetrius, what was it like when you got home from work and found your wife on that bathroom floor? What thoughts went through your mind?
Oh yeah, when I got there, you know, I thought maybe she just went to sleep there for a minute, you know, and was just getting up. And so I went back there and asked her, "What you doing back here?" And she said, "Maybe I think I don't have a stroke." So I tried to move her. And she said, "No, this hurts." And so, you know, I'm thinking, you know, she just had a good time last night or whatever. So then she was hurting so bad, after she was hurting, I was just kind of dazed at what was going on. And I don't know. It was just kind of mind shaking for a minute, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do, so
right.
I left around. I called the 911 to come get her.
Uh huh.
But you know, it was just stuff I just thought something had went really wrong, you know, which it had, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who would have thought you were?
Yeah, 54 is pretty young. You know, that's a very young age.
Yes, ma'am. You know, you can say you can jump on. I mean, you can fall all kinds of ways, and you just go do a simple fall in the bathroom and break your neck. People don't do that. You know, they will tell me. And I went to the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. You know, it always people saying, "Well, were you in a car wreck?" No, I just fell and broke my neck. I mean, and I have a tennis hour we want to call my husband because he'd be working. We don't work. But he said, "Whatever it is, the Lord still called me. I'm going to do it." Without a doubt. I might not want to do it. I might have an attitude at night or sometime, but still called me. I said, "Well, then you can just, I'll go see and I'll find a daycare somewhere to go in the daytime and come home so you can have some time for yourself at night."
Right.
Some time for yourself. He said, "You don't have to do that. I am here. As long as you here, I am here."
Mm.
And I ain't looked back since.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 23 years.
Wow.
We had dated like 10 years, maybe 10 years before then, you know, before we got married.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's like your one true love there, Demetrius?
No.
I said, is that your one true love?
No, I don't want to say that. No.
You better say that. She's going to hit you.
Yeah, I'm just joking with her. But yes, she is. You know, because, you know, I mean, I guess after over a period of time, you know, I found out that she was going to be the one for me, you know.
Yeah,
and, you know,
yeah.
You know, after a period of time, you know, things just started getting better for us, you know, and I just felt that she didn't want to be my wife. And then, so after she got to be my wife, we just kept going on and on. And really, she is my really true love, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm like, You know, I would like, you know, like people when a lot of my friends, like me and my wife, after the accident and stuff, you know, a lot of people were thinking that, you know, like I was gonna like go this way and go that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see no reason for that, because this is the woman I love. This is the one I made my vow with, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
I dedicate myself to her to do what I'm supposed to do as a husband for her.
Mm.
And it's been a lot of things, you know, just a lot of things that I'd be like, you sure? But then, you know, I've got to do this. This is my wife, you know, and that's what you're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you know,
and right
there's
now,
there's probably a lot of people that understand it, you know, and understand what you're saying, but actually doing that would probably be a challenge for a lot of people. You know, they would probably be sitting there thinking about, you know, how can they do it without them doing it? You know what I'm saying? Like, so for you just to take it on, like your wife was, you know, when Dolores was telling me about it, she was just, you know, man, he never complained. He just did whatever needed to be done. And, you know, he learned this, he did that, he took care of me, he took care of the kids. And so,
yeah. And now, right now, not to cut you off, he got
no,
COVID.
No, go ahead.
No, now, right now, he got COVID. And, there's nobody here to see about me. He still has to see about me, even though he got it.
Yeah, I tested positive for COVID, and it's been pretty rough, you know, trying to look after her and let this stuff handle me the way it's doing. That's a real struggle too, but
okay,
you know, just. Keeping your faith with the Lord and stuff, you know, it'll take you a long way.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can give the credit to is the Lord, you know,
right.
Because
right.
It's been rough. But even though how rough it be, we make it through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rough.
So how old are your children?
He don't have any children. He came into my life and raised my children.
Oh,
my
beautiful.
He don't have any kids. My child, when he came into my life, my child was my oldest child, which is 36 now. She was five. She was five
okay.
When he came into my life.
And Moana, she was like three. And her son, he was like still in diapers and stuff, you know.
Okay.
So I guess God put me there for her, you know.
Yes, sir.
So yeah.
No, we don't have some time. It ain't been good. God knows it ain't been good.
Oh, good. Yeah.
But we managed to.
Stick it out.
You go in one room and I go in the other room, or you go to talk to your friends or whatever you need to do to get right.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You know, I don't see no need for us to go anywhere.
So what would be advice, and I think you just told me, but what would be advice that you would give to people that are having a hard time, like Gladys Knight was singing, and making theirs a happy home? What would you tell them, based on your own experiences, what would you tell them they should, you know, put into practice in their lives?
Well, you got to understand the person that you have with you. That you got on your side, and build on that, and you know, things just ain't gonna happen overnight. Sometimes, you know, and you just got to build on it. And whether it good, come out good or bad, you know, you got, like she said, you got to make it a happy home, because sometimes stuff don't just be the way you want it.
Yeah.
And you just got to try to make it the best. Sometimes you might be in the wrong or the right, you know, but sometimes them disagreements don't come, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be able to make it through it and talk your way through it or whatever, you know. And like she said, make it a happy home. And just try your best and pray that you can stay together if that's what you feel you need to do.
Right.
And do and whatever it is that you need to do, get to it and do it. Because the outcomes of it going to be on you.
Yeah.
Whether you want to leave or stay, but staying, you know, just got to sacrifice and do what it is that you got to do.
Right.
To make it.
Because you're going to have issues with, I don't mean it in a bad way, but you're not going to always see eye to eye with another
right.
person. You know, even brothers and sisters have disagreements. And so I think
right.
that's one of the falsehoods or fallacies that we believe somewhere in the back of our heads, you know, with that the Prince Charming is going to come and take you away on the little white horse and, you know, live happily ever after. And so we grew
right.
up, or at least I did, you know, grew up thinking that kind of stuff and hoping, I guess, in the back of our minds that was truly something that was going to become a reality, you know. And
yeah.
so I don't remember having this conversation, Demetrius, with somebody where, you know, my mom or my dad or my big sister or big brother or auntie or uncles ever sat down and had the kind of conversation you're talking about right now. You know, like, yeah, you know, sometimes we got to take a time out. You go that way and I go this way and, you know, I'm going to go talk
right.
to my friends. You do what you need to do and we'll come back, you know, in a few minutes and try and figure it out. And I think that's really key in developing
yeah.
or maintaining any relationship.
And then you also have to come in and say, I'm sorry sometimes. You have to
yes,
be the
ma'am.
Bigger person. Come
yep.
back and say, I'm sorry. Or sometimes it'll come and kiss me on the jaw. Or I said, come here, lady, let me hug you. I'm sorry. He'll come do me the same.
You see
something? Yeah, nice,
know,
nice. Well, it sounds like
yeah,
you guys have good communication between the two of you.
Yeah,
yes.
we do. And, you know, sometimes, like, in a relationship, it will be to where I know she used to doing these things, and I'm used to doing this, but I wouldn't try to just directly take her all the way from doing the stuff that she would like to do right then, you know, but, and I know how, you know, with me being years older than her, you know, I'm seeing stuff that she don't see yet. And,
okay.
and I had to, and we would have to sit down and talk about it and stuff, you know, and gradually, you know, you start to get that bond together to where you like kind of marinating in each other, you know.
Mm.
And things will start to kind of click together.
Okay.
And then you will see the reason, see a good reason why y'all could be together. And things start working out better and stuff when you sit down and talk about stuff. And you would just start to feel a whole lot better about it instead of just trying to avoid it, you know.
Right.
It ain't gonna hurt for him to come to me and tell me I'm sorry or me to go to him. It ain't no bigger person.
Okay.
You know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to bed mad with him. And I don't want him to go to bed mad with me. You know?
I was going to ask if that was part of your routine, yeah.
Yeah, we try not to go to bed mad at each other at all.
Mm.
You know? And sometimes I have to sometimes he be wrong, and I have to tell him he wrong. And you know, the men get stirred, but they'll wait a while. Then wait up while he'll come in and say, well, the Lord, you're right.
Mm.
You know, I'm sorry. You know, and then it's been 3 years since I've been hurt, and I haven't had a way to ride or go to. The only way I leave home is I have to go to the doctor to see anything. That's the only way. And he don't go anywhere either. He sit here with me. We go. If I go to church, we tried to go to church one time when we rented a van. We went to church. He went to church. He usually go to church every Sunday and leave me here with my daughter. My daughter moved out on her own, so he had to be here with me, so he couldn't go to church. So we have to sit here. If I go, he go. If I sit here, he going to sit here with me. He's the type of man would dress up with nice clothes, shoes. But now since I'm sick, and we don't go nowhere, he don't try to even make me look bad, you know, feel bad about, you know, I can't go and he can go. He don't do that. He stay here with me. If I go, he go, you know. If I can't go, then he just tell him, y'all go ahead. You know, because we couldn't afford it. We keep on renting the van because, you know, it was expensive. And then and they don't have the service around here to rent a van. If we tried to get out, they were having something, a family something, I was going to go. And they were trying to give me $100. I had to pay $100 to go and $100 to come back. You know, that's ridiculous, you know. So we just pray. We sit here and pray, God just show us all kind of things in different kind of ways, you know. It don't come right then. But God fixes it so he let me know it's going to come and it's going to be all right. Just hang in here. He said, I brought you this far. I'm not going to let you go. That's why with this COVID virus, I'm not worried about getting it. Because God got his hands on me. Because if it didn't, I would have to leave home, or he'll have to leave home.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So I have a cousin, and in our teenage years, she was in a bad car accident up in the San Francisco Bay Area of California, and she became a quadriplegic. So I understand what that is. Can you explain to people that maybe don't know what a quadriplegic is and how that impacts your ability to move around?
Yes, quadriplegic is part of your body paralyzed. And party is not. And with me, I'm paralyzed from waist down.
My injury is
a C6.
That one means it's like she's broke. Her neck was broken right at the bottom of her skull. So that means ain't no signals going down to her legs or none of the inner parts of her body, but she do have movement with her arms and stuff.
So it's not from the waist down, it's from the neck down.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, because you had said from the waist down, and
From the neck down.
Yeah, I mean, she's in a power chair, and because she can't balance herself or nothing like that.
And that
like
power chair is that one that has the little support behind the head, right?
Right, And they recline back so you can get the pressure off of bottom and stuff. And you know, when I figured out, when they told me that the doctor's office, the hospital that night, that her neck was broken, it was just like, this is totally unbelievable.
I bet.
And we just couldn't face it for a minute, you know. But I just found the strength. I said, well, it's what you got to do, man. You can't just do this, something you got to do. You got to turn everything else around. You know, I know you'd like to do this and like to do that, but she come first.
Right.
She come first.
He has to feed me. He has to bathe me. Everything you do for a baby, Demetrius has to do for me. That's my core belief.
So how does that make you feel, Dolores? Do you have some kind of guilty feelings or anything like that? Do you? How do you look at your injuries?
I just can't believe it. It's unbelievable up until right now, and I know it's happened. You know, it's unbelievable for somebody to break their neck.
Especially like that.
It just
going down to the bathroom,
fall and not hit nothing. It's unbelievable. I just feel like I'm in a dream.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, cause like Demetrius was just saying, hell, you could have knocked your head up against the sink or the toilet or the bathtub or anything.
Yeah. And I just don't want to, you know, God. I said, God put me here for a reason. Whatever it is, God, I'm here. I accept it, and I can go on with life. And my husband make me more. And my husband and my family, they make me go through it better, a whole lot better.
I got
their support. I got. My son, he's in prison, you know, and I just don't have nobody but him. And my mother and father, they're up in the age, so they're not able to do anything. So God got him, put him here for me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. I get it. I agree with you.
Yeah. I mean, it the bottom line, it could have been my mother. Stayed here, could have been my father, even though he could have put me in a nursing home.
Right.
So that's what
exactly.
They were trying to do. That's what they were trying to do, take me to the nursing home. He said,
wow.
No, I'm taking my wife.
That's beautiful.
And he brought me home with an IV.
And
Demetrius, you had to learn how to do all of that stuff, the needles and the IV and all of that?
Yeah. Mm hmm. Change the catheter, change her colostomy bag and stuff, you know. And that was something, you know, I thought I wouldn't, I said no, you know, when she was like up in the Shepherd Center. And, and you know, they were showing me all this kind of stuff. I was like, wow, it's going to be bad here. But, you know, once I just started going through it, it just came like second nature, you know.
Wow.
I'm used to it, you know, and I know that if I'm not there with her, she's not happy, you know, and especially when she was going the first stages of this situation that we in. And going through it, it was really bad. I mean, it was really bad for her, you know, not knowing if I'm going to be there and knowing I couldn't be there all the time with her. You know,
right.
It was like one time in Augusta, I came down there and she was just like screaming to the top of her voice, you know. And I'm wondering why she doing this. Ain't nobody paying no attention to her. So I get down there and she just all upset. So, but as soon as I got there, she seemed to calm down a whole lot, you know.
And it took me a long time suggest you realize from walking around, going to work, going to stores, buying what I want, dressing like I want, all this stopped in one night. I can't do this no more. I wake up the next morning, I can't do this. And it was hard, and I was mean. And I was mean because I didn't know how to handle somebody doing something for me.
Okay.
And I would tell her, you know, she would be saying, I didn't think you would be him. But see, like I told her, I was this type of person from the start. You know, it always been in me, you know, to love. I'm like this. I love hard, you know, with my spouse, you know, with the person I'm with. I love them. I'm going to love that person, you know, showing what real love is. And returning it, that's all we have to do is return love to each other.
Yes, sir.
And loving someone is a beautiful thing, and especially when you're giving it back. And like I told her, I said, this could have been like this all the time because I always have been like this, and this how I am. And she didn't understand it at one time, but she do now. She know that.
Yeah, I can see where Dolores could, you know, like be angry with the world or mad with God or, you know, any number of emotions that she could have experienced as a result of you know, falling, passing out, whatever happened, you know, because, not really knowing, you know, why she fell in the first place. I mean, that's still a mystery. And, you know, so much, like she said, her life just changed in a flash of a moment. I can see where you would be pissed off, you know.
Yeah, and I do now. I find myself always apologizing to people because, you know, my mind just sometimes just snap it, don't know it. Then I find myself apologizing. You know, I'm sorry, but you know, I was hurt myself, and I was mean, and I told my husband I want to go back to the place or write them and tell them how sorry I am.
Oh, wow.
You know, that was not me, you know. That was not me.
Yeah.
I had to just get on my knees and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray to God, you know, just give me the strength to carry on, you know, and I'll take from there. Just give me, what I need to learn, do what I had to do to get it. Just give me the strength. And I know he's not going to turn his back on us now, you know.
Yeah.
So we just blessed to be for her to still be here with us, you know.
That's for sure. That's counting them blessings. So,
yes,
Demetrius, for people that are not familiar, and I'm not actually that familiar with a part of Georgia where you guys live, just kind of tell us, like the miles, approximate miles from like where you live to the hospital she went to and then the Shepherd Center. And so, you know, like how far away were these things? Because Dolores was saying that you would come and be with her and then you would have to turn around and go back to work, and I would imagine your work was in the city where you stay. But what's the distance between those locations?
Okay, from where I work, I used to work, like, we used to work from 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening to 7 in the morning. And I would drive from, it's an hour drive one way. And so, sometimes I would come home. I'd get off at 7 in the morning.
What's that, about 60 miles or something from your house where you work?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was 60 miles from my house to Augusta to go where she was.
Wow.
And so, yeah. And I would have to come home, take a shower, and go down there and see her for about, and sit with her to about 5 o'clock or whatever. You know, get a nap in between that time and then leave and come back to work. And
wow.
And, you know, come straight from where she was to going to work. And, you know, the routine just kept going back and forth. And then after we got to the Shepherd Center, you know, like it was like 2 hours away.
Oh, geez.
And I'll tell you, the people around here and other people, organizations and stuff, they were so good to us. You know, people just kept bringing me money and stuff so that I have gas and stuff.
Oh,
because
nice.
they know me, and they would just make sure we had to hear you some money to get you something to eat with, hear you some money to get you some gas with. Y'all just take this and just do what you need to do with it. And people came out to be real nice. There really is some nice people in this world, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, people came through that I never thought would have.
Wow.
And it was.
And it ain't
well,
like
that's beautiful to hear that, you know, the type of support that you were able to get from your,
yeah.
you know, your family and your friends, yeah, because, you know.
And it was our organization that caught on to it. And
Shepherds.
They would give us gas cards and stuff.
Okay.
So when I went from Atlanta to from my house to Atlanta, you know, they gave me gas cards and stuff.
Good.
It worked out pretty good.
Yeah, just because, you know, I kind of, in my mind, kind of knew you were, like, driving all day long. But I just wanted, you know, the listeners to understand the distance that you were having to travel in order to be there with your wife and then to get back to your job and to get home. So, you know, you're talking about 120 miles or more per day that you were driving at one time.
Yeah.
Wow.
Them good things you have to do. Sacrifice and do it.
Right,
It got really tiresome sometimes. You know, my mama was so scared for me, you know. I told her, God got me.
Okay.
I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And here we are now. We still need things and stuff, but stuff don't come. I just put it in God's hand. Everything in
God's
hand.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Everything will be all right. It's like it's trust. As long as I can trust in God and my husband and family stay like here, and you put the people I run across with like you, you know, I'll be all right. Good people in my life. You know, I don't need no negative, you know, because I tried to speak good, so I try to be around people that help to speak good. Me and my husband sometimes we'd be just sitting here, both of us down and out sometimes.
Yeah.
We need somebody coming here and say something. We need somebody to come here and just come in and say a prayer, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can't do it because of the virus right now, but, you know. Got to be in.
And so your mobility, Dolores, you operate your wheelchair how? Because you said you broke your neck.
Okay.
So you're paralyzed. So how do you get around in your wheelchair?
When I broke my neck, I had a sip and puff. They call it the sip and puff. It's a straw that you have. You have to put it in your mouth. You have to sip in to go back, to blow out to go forward, then to sip a little bit to go left and right. You know, I had to do that until I got the strength to use my hand. Now my hand is my hand is balled up. Now I can maneuver it with the handle now. With the,
okay.
I use the joystick now, but at first I had to use my mouth. But God has got it to the point now I can drive it with my hand.
Wow. And how was that for you, Demetra, seeing her struggling to move, to get around in that thing, in that wheelchair?
It was bad for me, you know.
Yeah.
I would try to always help her, you know. But, like, I would be seeing her struggling, trying to eat. I just couldn't put up with it. I said, and maybe that wasn't the best thing to do. At the time, maybe I should have just let her go and finish, because, like, now, you know, I would just go and feed her and stuff, you know, because just hating to see her struggle like that.
Yeah.
So it would have been more better if I had let her done it and got really, really used to it, you know. But
he's spoiled me.
Well, that's what he wanted to do, though, Dolores.
He's spoiling.
That's a beautiful thing, sis.
Yes.
Don't get mad
yes.
now.
No, I'm not. He's been spoiling. It ain't just now. It ain't just now.
Yeah, well, that's what he said. He had it in him all the time. So
yeah, he had it all the time. I just couldn't realize what I had until now.
Wow.
And
wow, that's an awesome testament right there.
Yeah, it could have been just went out the door. But, you know, we sit here and wonder now. We still here. What was it that keep us still here? So, you know, it got to be God.
Yes, ma'am.
You
yes,
know?
Ma'am.
God, you know, is all he all over us. You know.
And that's what I'm saying, yeah. for that to happen at such a young age, and it wasn't a car accident or, you know, something else, like you didn't slip down the stairs and hit your head or something, but just going to the bathroom and not knowing anything until the next morning, that, you know, hoo-wee.
And then you don't fall over nothing, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the blessing right there, though, you know, that you didn't crack your head on any ceramics. Bathroom,
I thank God so much.
Yes.
I don't know how familiar you are with blood transfusion, but once she got to the hospital, you know, my sister, she worked across the street at the nursing home, you know, from the hospital, and she came over, and she overheard the nurses saying, the doctors saying that she gonna need 2 blood transfusions, and so my sister came to leave. Lord, I'm almost done, about to leave. You know, cause she's familiar with it. I didn't know nothing about it, and that just blew my mind right there. You know, my baby could have been gone. I was almost gone.
Wow.
That was hard for me right there.
So yeah. You were bleeding internally, Dolores?
I don't know nothing. I can't really, know anything.
Okay.
My husband,
because they had, she was bleeding in her lungs, and they had to pump on the blood mouth. And so she was almost gone. She almost left me.
Wow.
They were going to airlift me, but it was, the weather was too bad.
Wow.
God just let me
But you
stay.
Know, it was probably a good thing that you passed out. You may not have been able to survive the type of pain that had to have created in your body for all of that to be taking place, a broken neck, and obviously your lungs were punctured and you got to start having blood in it and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys don't know the pain I go through. The pain, like I told my husband, I go from not taking no pill to taking, 9.
Wow.
10 pills a day.
Wow.
You know, and thank God I don't have to take blood pressure pills. That's one good thing. Thank God. But, you know, it's a lot I had to deal with, you know, about being the lady that I was used to being. Going, getting my hair fixed.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just turns, now I got to get, ask somebody to do my hair, you know.
Yeah,
it ain't like I can do for myself right now. I have to always ask somebody to do for me. You know,
yeah.
And I know ain't everybody want to do it. That's why I try to ask my husband. And I know it's all right with him.
Yeah. But, you know, you went from steering that wheelchair with that straw thing to now being able to move your hand. So it sounds like with your determination and willpower, you're steadily improving and being able, you know, to use more and more of your body. And I it sounds to me also that with Demetrius's support and love for you, that, you know, like you have this courage and this strength to just get better and better. That's what I hear coming from the story that the two of you are sharing with us.
Yes, because he helped me out, work my hands sometimes. He's just a doctor. He's a doctor. He's a nurse. He's a daddy. A brother. I mean, he's all of it to me.
That's so beautiful. And that's what I'm just so elated listening to these positive words that you're using to describe your husband. You know, and the same with him. How he was saying, you know, well, he took his marriage vow serious, you know, and he knew that he had to take care of you. And that is to me, seems to be such an uncommon communication between people, especially couples. But maybe it's just, you know, the ones that I know. I'm not sure.
Yes.
So let's see.
You have to try to find a way to stay together and love each other, you know, and it'll work out good, you know.
Yeah.
Just figure out that way. And then sometimes it takes little life-changing events like this to make stuff happen like that, you know, for each other to see it.
So you keep looking for the silver lining, huh, Demetrius?
Right. It's
I love it.
Looking.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, listen, audience, I know you guys are involved in this love story between these two individuals, Demetrius and Dolores Hardiman. If by chance you have any questions or comments, you want to give Demetrius a high five or offer words of encouragement to Dolores, remember you can do that. Our call-in number is 516-531-9819, and you would just dial or hit 1 on your phone, your cell phone, your house phone, whatever kind of phone you're using, and that will alert us that you have something you want to say on air. So I appreciate this couple for being such a excellent demonstration of how love between two people can really, really make a difference in someone's life. Someone who, at a young age, 54, becoming a paraplegic, a quadriplegic, from just falling in the bathroom. All right, so we've got our first caller. It's area code 470-808. You want to give us your name and whatever contribution you want to make to the conversation, please.
Okay, hi, everyone. This is Tammy. Hey, Dolores. Hey, Lee.
Hey, Pam. How you doing?
I'm good. I was just listening to the story, which I know the story, but just hearing it, I mean, it is so touching.
It's for real.
I do want to say, huh?
And it's really for real.
I know, but just to hear you and Dolores just share it with, you know, with folks on, you know, on the air, it's just so touching. Sandy, I am friends with the Hardimans.
Yes, you recommended
yes.
them, and I'm so thankful that you found their story so worthy, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell you, I have just been, I don't know what the word is, mesmerized by the amount of positive energy that's coming out of both of them, you know. Even people that don't have any type of affirmities or, you know, health issues and stuff don't speak
right.
that kind about each other, you know. So
I know
yeah,
it.
It's an awesome
I know
story.
It.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
But I do
yeah.
want to say I heard Dolores and I heard Lee talk about, you know, the different struggles. So I do have, if there's anybody out there, any other organizations or people connected to any organizations, I do have Dolores's Cash App. I can post
okay.
it on Facebook. Yes. So, Dolores, will you be able to give your Cash App before the show is over? I can say it now, but before the show is over, would you like to give the listeners your Cash App name?
Yeah,
you
let's
know,
do
ways,
it now.
You know.
There's only about 20 minutes or less left in the show. So let's give
mm-hmm.
it now, and we can give it again right before we end the show.
Okay. Okay.
Anyone that is in a position or have a heart to help out, Dolores is about to give you the information on how you can do that.
This is Dolores, Dolores. Hardiman, Hardeman, all capital letters, 66, dollar sign, Dolores Hardiman, 66, I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's dollar sign, Dolores Hard. E-M-A-N?
Yes.
66. Okay.
Oh, that's right.
All right. It was just, I just wanted to say I commend you all. I congratulate you, too. Wow. You all are the best.
Tammy, you've been a blessing to us, too. You also. And I thank you so much for what you have done for us.
Mm-hmm.
You have done a lot for us, too. Because when I was up there and didn't have no ride, you came in. My husband called you. And you
yeah.
came in and signed to ride home. Not to mention that, you know, who would have, you know, that's a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my girl right there.
But I'm going to chime off, but, you know, I don't need to say if anything you all need, just give me a call.
Yeah, Tammy, I want to just acknowledge you. And so Tammy is in rural Georgia, a little place down there called Winder, out in the near Athens in that area. And Tammy has been doing a lot of work in the community on just a variety of different subjects. She deals with the whole family. When she first decided to start doing different programs. She really thought she was going to be concentrating on women. And so the name of her organization is Rural Women in Action. However, everybody is served, the children, the men, the women, everybody. And Tammy takes to heart what she's doing, and she's been a blessing to so many people in Winder, in Athens, and from what the Hardemans are saying with them. I know she, you know, here in Atlanta, she's just all over the place, and her heart is just as big. And so thank you so much, Tammy. I appreciate you and all the work that you do in the world. Thank you.
Before you go, Tammy, I love you.
And I love you more, my dear.
And I want them to know that you and Demetrius was girlfriend and boyfriend first.
You're going to put their business out there, huh, Dolores?
That's how quick you are.
That is hilarious.
But since you said that when the accident happened, I don't know if I was at my job or getting ready to go to work, and I couldn't really understand what he was saying. My wife, an accident, and I'm like, what has happened? Dolores, his whole world shattered.
When you
had that accident.
Yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, he said, what am I, Lee, didn't you say, what am I going to do? And my response was, remember when you called me about the accident?
Right.
And I think you didn't you say something like, what am I going to do? You was devastated.
Devastated.
And I said something to the effect, Dolores, that's your wife. And we talked about the vows. And we hung up. But his whole life just shattered. And I said, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was devastated as well. I was devastated.
I could feel it in you.
I was devastated. I was like, oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
But the thing about it, Dolores, I know how much Lee loves you, and things may have been hard with the process, but he loves you, and he honored those vows. I wanted to be able to tell you that on air so people can hear from somebody else that, you know, that has been knowing Lee for quite a long time as well. He loves you, and he honors his vows. Yes. Yes, my dear. Yes.
Well, thank you,
Tammy. Thank you, Tammy.
You're welcome, my dear. I'm signing off.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you, darling.
Good night.
So we've got about 12, 13 minutes left for anybody else that would like to do whatever, say whatever. The mic is open for you, so just let us know. Hit 1 on your dial, and feel free to come on. This has been such an incredible interview and testimony. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to be, I'm going to use the word arrogant. We have the tendency to be a little blind to life's possibilities to be different than what they currently are. So just like with Dolores, and that's the example that I'm using, she was at home, she was doing fine, she was, like she said, taking care of her business, taking care of her family, taking care of her man, her husband, getting around,
yeah.
doing whatever, and in the blink of an eye, it all changed. In the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And so they've been so honest tonight to share with us, you know, the hurt, the pain, the guilt, the anger, the having to apologize and ask for forgiveness because of their actions, and to hear the story of this support and this encouragement between this couple has just really lifted my heart up, and I'm so thankful that you guys were able and willing to come on to my show to tell the world about the things that you've lived through and are still going through, the improvements that have been made, and all of that, you know, like the real nitty-gritty of what that crap really was, you know.
Yes.
It wasn't
yes.
just, you know, yeah, it happened, and, yeah, so now I'm okay kind of deal. But you guys have broke this
right.
stuff down for us. Thank you.
You're not good.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thanks for listening. May God bless
y'all. Well, I mean,
we
still got some time, but I wanted to get that in because your story truly is remarkable. And so now I've got your other name, Demetrius, so I'm going to call you Lee like everybody else calling you.
I lay in the bed sometime and, you know, just get all emotional, cry,
yeah.
and he'll come
yeah.
see what's wrong. No, it's not easy. It ain't like taking care of a purple face.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to do everything. You mean, for you not to know nothing, have to learn, everything. I mean,
yeah.
from bathing to brushing your teeth to combing your hair to putting your makeup on if you need makeup on, if your bracelet, you need your bracelet on. I mean, nobody to see that.
Yes.
Nobody to see that extra stuff. Well, it's not easy at all. And I just pray my husband hang in here with me until y'all do us apart. Because he done been here so faithfully now. I just feel like it's a dream.
Wow.
He's been here to me. And his friends.
That was his commitment.
Yes. And his friends, they can't believe the man that he is. Every time they see him, they want to give him high five or tell him, man, you're doing a good job. Some of you are telling, man, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, those were some of the comments that were showing up on Facebook. That's what I was saying, you know, at the beginning of the show when I posted it on Facebook this morning. I mean, there were just so many people with the compliments, you know, and the accolades and talking about, you
yeah.
know, you guys' situation. But they all had positive words to describe,
yes.
you know, the relationship
right.
between the two or the character of both of you. So, yeah, that was very inspiring to me. I'm like, well, shoot, I can't wait for him to come on, you know.
Right.
So,
no, I just couldn't believe it. And but like I told him, I would do the exact same thing for him.
Yes.
I would with no question asked.
Yes, ma'am.
I would do the exact same thing for him. Whatever it is.
Yes, yes. And that's that love. That's that love
yeah.
he was talking about.
Yeah. That's that bond God put in it. Cause like I told him, he don't have nobody but him. If he just if he were to be mean, he said he don't have no children. He could just go out, walk out the door right now. You know, but no, he choose to sit here and see about his wife, and I thank God for him.
Yes, ma'am.
I thank,
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
I thank God for my mother and my father, but he just don't understand how it is to have your husband by your side. It's a totally,
yes,
different feeling from having your mom in there. It's totally different.
Yes.
It ain't nothing like having a caring, supportive husband.
Yes.
During the hard times of your life.
Hello?
Such a beautiful testimony.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah, we hear.
Is that Tammy?
No. This is Kim, Dolores' sister.
This is,
hey,
Moana.
Kim.
This is her daughter.
Oh, okay. Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hi.
As we sit and tuned in tonight and listen to the story, of course, we already know the story. We are part of the story. But it's a true pleasure. People always say that black families, they don't stick together. The husbands, black men don't honor their wives. They don't honor their marriage. But to see it in action is a totally different thing. There are real good men in this world. And I put Lee on a different standard, on a different pedestal, because they went through a lot prior to her accident. And for him to say, even after all they went through prior to, it's totally different than anything else. Because most men, they would think back to what they've been through with that person, like, I ain't got to stay here. But Lee never gave it a second thought about staying. He didn't. That never was even a question. The things that he learned as a man that has never had to do anything medical, most people that are medical don't know all of it.
Wow.
But he took the time to sit and learn. He would, like he said, he would come in, he would work all night, come get a few minutes, what seemed like a few minutes of sleep, and then drive to Augusta from where they stay in Washington, Georgia, to Augusta is anywhere, from, depending on traffic, could be an hour to an hour and a half. And he'd sit there all day with her and, you know, make sure she was okay. And so when I tell you, Lee is truly a godsend to Dolores, and vice versa. It's just it's a blessing to see and witness such love, because so many times we give up. Even an argument, most people can walk out on an argument, but to have to take care of your wife 24/7 and you stay, or you don't have to, that's totally different. So I'm grateful. I'm more than grateful to have Lee as, he's not my brother-in-law, he's my brother, as a brother that loves my sister with everything in him. And she loves him with everything is in her. So to see true black love is amazing. And I appreciate, I tell Lee all the time, I appreciate him, and I do.
Yeah.
And I thank him daily for everything he do for my sister, because I know my sister. She can be a handful, but he just turned his cheek and do what he got to do. And I appreciate that. And the fact that she's, even in her worst times, when she was seeking understanding from God, he never, you know, he just walked away and come back and do it all over again. So, you know, God has given them a different set of understanding of each other, and he's showed them why he put them together. And I'm thankful.
Yeah, that is so beautiful.
Thank you, Kim.
You're welcome, darling.
Actually, beautiful. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's another testimony. Confirming that love, you know. I'm sorry, somebody else?
I am the daughter.
Hey, daughter. And what's your name?
The Lord. Moana.
Moana, okay.
Yes, ma'am. It was a challenge for everybody. Everybody took a whole different turn. And Lee is just not accept that. He's daddy. He always have been, always will be. And I've always told my mama, I was like, my mama get me a Lee when I get married. And she was like, nah, they don't make them like that no more. I was like, I'm going to find me a Lee. But, yeah, he's been that rock of the family. And we all have always been a close-knit family. And he came right in, fit right in. He did whatever he had to do. When I would stand there, he would be like, well, I need to go. I'd be like, okay, well, I'm here. And it's amazing to see the way that he stepped up and just dropped everything. Well, not everything, but changed his life the way he did for her. And we can't do nothing but appreciate every little thing, any little thing. That's why we try to make sure they are right, because that's the papa.
Well, that's really a beautiful tribute to your papa. Very nice, very nice.
Yeah. He's definitely a papa.
Good. We just have a few minutes left, about 1 minute actually. So, Lee or Dolores, if you got either one of you would like to give us closing thoughts to the audience. And I'm going to let them close us out. Thanks, everybody, for listening, contributing to the success and the story that has unfolded before us tonight. And I will see you next Tuesday. But I'm going to let the Hardimans close us out in a prayer, a word, whatever you so choose to do. Lee and Dolores, you've got the floor.
I would say always try to love each other. You know, they're gonna conquer all. You know, just try to love each other. Just love hard. And everything will be all right.
You never know what's gonna happen. You never know what the next second gonna be in your life. So you got to love like you never loved before. And I thank y'all for listening. And if anything you could do to help, I really appreciate it. And much love to all my listeners and to you, Sandy. I thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Sandy.
Oh, it's been honor. Thank you guys for coming on and being so honest and transparent. And so let me give that Cash App one more time for anyone that can and would like to make a donation. It's $Dolores. Dolores Hardiman, Hardeman, 66. Cash App for any type of monetary donation that you can make. And they're both on Facebook if you want to check out, see what they're doing, keep up with them like that. Hardeman, that's Dolores and Demetrius. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks again to the Hardimans. Thanks, Tammy, Kim, and Moana for adding your valuable points to the discussion. I love you guys, and blessings to everyone. And I will see you next week, and I really appreciate you. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.